The Slurry Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth and welcome to the next Slurry Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. Great news. This week we are 1 year old. 60 podcasts, 5,000 downloads and a heck of a lot of seconds. With that, we are pleased to be part of the brand new Slurry Storm digital membership that's just been launched. More access to Storm than ever before, training sessions and advice, places for members at camps, discounts, and your questions asked to our future podcast guests. And that's just the start of it as well. Find out more, sign up now for that early discount as well. £20 online, surreystormnetball.co.uk. And we just need to thank you for your support over the last year as well. And Mickey's been telling us a bit more about the digital membership.
It's so important for us over at Slurry Storm to launch something like a digital membership, just purely because we appreciate how limited the access to all things that are going on at Storm at the moment currently is, and potentially will be throughout the season, with a lot of variables still up in the air in terms of fan support and being able to watch us throughout the year. So the best and quickest way that we can get fans the exposure that they want to us as players, to us behind the scenes in training, to journeys to and from matches, to exclusive content, etc., etc. We just thought this would be a really nice thing for fans to engage with us nice and early on. If you sign up now ahead of December, it's cheaper. You get some money off to the standard price. You get exclusive content. You get the chance to be involved in future Slurry Storm podcasts by sending in your questions that can be asked directly to the players. You get a discount on our camps and courses, and with December camps just around the corner, you get an amazing opportunity to fill one of the very, very few remaining places on those camps.
Karen, Leah, Emma and Frankie joins Mickey to take some special Storm netball camps. More information online at surreystormnetball.co.uk. This week we're going to hear from a member of the 2011 squad, Fran Plum. And it was a team that included Becky Trippick, Steph Bellow, Tamsin, Rach and Natalie Seaton. But what does she remember about Storm at that time?
So I joined Slurry Storm when I went to university and I played in the NPL for my first year at university. And then after that, under-19s were encouraged to trial for the seniors when we were too old to play in the under-19s. And I was just... I guess really lucky that I was accepted into the squad. And my first season, we were coached by Mary Beardwood, which obviously she's a fantastically experienced coach, and I couldn't quite believe my luck that I was able to be coached by her.
Yeah.
And then also to play under the likes of Rachel Down and Tamsin Greenway, who I kind of grew up watching play on the TV and in the stands.
It's incredible when you look back on things like that. How have you seen the game grow since your days playing at Storm?
Well, I mean, I always think that Storm were quite forward-thinking in terms of how they approached the franchise and how kind of professional they tried to make it, even from their conception, because, they were quite a new franchise when I first started playing for them. But it's just incredible to see how big the viewership has grown, how many people come and watch the game. It's great to see that athletes are able to do it as a full-time job now. So that's really great to see that. And also how much more is put into young players' development and the expansion of Super League hubs across the country is really great to see.
You mentioned Mary there, we're still trying to get her on. Emily, however, is my co-presenter on this. So she'd been your team manager, or was she like as team manager for you?
Yeah, so Emily was team manager in my first season for the seniors. She was a great team manager, and I know that she does a lot of coaching now. I'm sure that she is an even better netball coach. It was great to have a team manager that knew so much about the game. And she was really supportive. I mean, I was a young player playing for Storm. It can be quite intimidating coming in, especially coming in with such big names. And so there were probably times when I was much quieter than I should have been. So to have someone like Emily, who's quite supportive and approachable, was really nice.
But your game in itself must have grown like you couldn't possibly imagine, especially being around those big players like Hannah Rich and Tamsin.
Yeah, definitely, like, unbelievable. I remember particularly as well in my second season when Pam Cookie came, and they were kind of like the trio of the three of them, Rachel, Pamela and Tamsin. It was just amazing. I mean the amount that you just learn, and the dedication and the support was really fantastic. But even just the little things that I'd probably never come across before, like video analysis, it just meant that you was constantly learning, and every training session was a challenge, but also the technical side of it and the drills and the things that you were able to learn during training was really something else.
We've already heard from the likes of Steph and Becky on the podcast previously. Becky would have been your captain?
Yeah, I think at one point, yeah, I definitely... Becky was there the 2 years that I was there.
Lots to learn from her as well. So I suppose when you've got a squad of that stature, what was it like training around people like that?
I mean, the commitment from the players is just unimaginable. Just even like the dedication of getting to training, because at the time I think people were travelling from all over the country, and they... when they were there, they were 100% there, which was really great to see. And you can't, like you say, you can just learn so much from them. I mean, you have to bear in mind that I was such a young player, so being able to work with athletes like themselves, and then also even just like learn from them and have them give you feedback is something else.
I suppose it's something you can only really say and appreciate once you've been in front of the home crowd there at Surrey Sports Park. But what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you that, it did give you that tingly feeling. I think it's probably changed quite a lot since I was there. But that's one thing that, like I said, that Surrey Storm very early on did very well, was the professional aspects of the game and kind of making it more of an event with like the whole walk on and that kind of thing. And again, as a young player, you just can't really believe that it's real.
Is there a particular game that would stick in your memory? There's one.
No, I'm really sorry to say that. Is there a particular
They're
game?
All special. They're all special.
I feel like there might have been one, but this is... I would have been on the sideline, not on the court at this point. But I think we were down playing Manchester Thunder, and there was maybe like 8 seconds to go. We might have even been level. And I it's just that particular moment that I remember. They had 8 or 10 seconds, and it was a centre pass. And I just remember being on the sideline and being astonished at how many passes and how controlled that they were able to be within that 10 seconds of the game to get it to goal really safely. And then they won. And I think that stuck out for me so much. More because of, I think I remember being on the sideline and being so frantic about the fact that they were 10 seconds left, and it doesn't feel like it's a lot of time, and they just made it look as though it was like 30 seconds that they were playing netball, when actually they wasn't at all. Storm beat Thunder by one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know that it was at the Surrey Sports Park, but I'm sorry, my memory's not as good as it should be.
It's probably not an easy question, but do you reckon you're retired from Storm at the right time, or would you have loved one more season as part of it?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'll be honest and say, like, I wished I could have played for longer. I think that one thing that I didn't manage to balance very well was at the time I was doing my master's in that final season, and I was commuting 200 miles, so 100 miles to training, 100 miles back, and I didn't necessarily balance it. So would I have liked more time? Yes, definitely. But one thing that I think as you grow older, I don't think I ever appreciated like just being in the moment. I think if you got another time, or if I was speaking to a young player who's just in the mix and just starting out, I would say be in the moment and kind of like really appreciate what you've got. Like, don't worry as much about whether or not you're getting on the court or not, because actually you can learn so much just from being there. And if you're in the moment, you'll probably perform better and be able to be longer in your career, your netball career.
Mm. You're involved with Pulse these days. Obviously, the association with Storm as well was from Natalie Seaton, who was part of a team that you were involved with. So tell me a bit more about that. How did that come about?
So I started working for Natalie for a coaching company when I came back from travelling, and I was looking for a bit of work and to get back into netball. And at the time, Natalie was just starting out on the venture of London Pulse and trying to even make it a franchise. I mean, she had to work really hard.
Yeah.
And she had such an amazing vision to get this franchise up and running and off the ground. So I started working with her on that and the Make London Super campaign. And then when we got the NPL, I started out with the under-15s and going to the school games for the under-15s tournament. And then I've been coaching with them ever since. So, yeah, it started by me working with Natalie and seeing the vision that she had. And I knew that a franchise in London would be something really special, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
It's really rewarding as well, because people like Becky and Gemma at Mavs and a lot of that squad as well is still involved in and around the league. So it just goes to show the importance, really, of that whole group of players.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to be as committed as those players are, you have to really love the game. So I think even when you're not playing anymore, it's really hard to leave it. And I think I've mentioned about the performance pathways, and that's a great opportunity to stay involved in the game and kind of work with the next generation of players. So it's something that is so valuable about the current system at the moment, is definitely the performance pathways and how that's developed over the years.
And what have you taken from your time at Storm?
I mean, I learned so much from being at Storm. Just basic netball skills, how to train. Like I said, I was young, so it changed everything for me. How do you fuel your body? How do you prepare for a competition? How do you train? Even things like, at the time, it was the first time I'd had ball programs and shooting programs that I guess they're embedded much more in performance pathways for young athletes, but they were just coming in at that time, so I got to learn a lot about that.
Fran, it's been really good to speak to you and find out more about your time at Storm. Are there still a side that you keep an eye on?
I mean, I'll be honest and say that I'm now Pulse through and through. It's been really fun to work with a franchise. But you can't take away from where I started, so like they will always be a big part of my life, and I wouldn't be where I am now and coaching with the amazing coaches and coaching the amazing athletes that I am now had I not started that journey with Surrey Storm.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for getting me involved.
Thank you as always for your support. Remember, the Surrey Storm digital membership now launched, £20. More information online, surreystormnetball.co.uk, and your chance to get involved with the podcast as well. Send us a tweet in the meantime. We're at Surrey Storm and a number 10.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.